In my community, over 90% of the population is uneducated. So it was an amazing opportunity to interact with a digital technology that has the power to shape lives. You could hear all the information you need to hear on best practices in agriculture, because everybody in my village is a farmer. You could hear all the relevant information you need to hear on the importance of education. And you could also hear all the important messages you need to hear on health, ensuring that people have access to the right knowledge and right information they need for their personal growth.
While there have been significant advancements in education over the years, literacy remains a daunting global challenge. Despite the concerted efforts globally, an estimated 763 million youth and adults worldwide still lack basic literacy and numeracy skills, two-thirds of whom are women. Beyond the ability to read and write, literacy is also a matter of dignity and human rights. It is not just a skill. It provides individuals with an opportunity for a better life by allowing them to learn and participate in the labor market, not to mention a positive impact on health and women empowerment. Amplio Network was established with a vision to address illiteracy and global poverty in low-income countries. The organization pioneered the development of the Amplio Talking Book, a cost-effective audio device designed for users with low literacy. Today, Amplio partners with UN agencies, governments, and NGOs to deliver educational programs across many issues and sectors, from health and agriculture to women's livelihoods and land rights. Since the first Talking Book pilot in Ghana in 2007, Amplio has partnered on 55 projects in 14 countries and reached more than 2 million people. Today, we talked with Gilbert Ingbenying, who first encountered the Amplio Talking Book when his primary school in northern Ghana was visited by the Amplio team. The Talking Book changed Gilbert's life, and a few years later, he interned with Amplio and would eventually become a program officer for Amplio Network. Gilbert is now doing his MPhil in Development Studies at Cambridge University in the UK. I'm Melchior Tamizé-Fayard. You're listening to Tales of the Field, a podcast series which gives voice to social activists and social innovators who work in and with their communities to create social impact and sustainable change. They share with us their work in the field, where they tackle complex social issues and aim to create sustainable change and social impact. At its core, their work is human-centered, systemic, and always informed by a deep understanding of the context and of people's lives.
The Amplio Talking Book is a unique digital audio device which is designed for low literate users. It is a perfect device that helps people in hard to reach communities, people who are often left behind in terms of technology. They don't have access to internet. They don't have access to the media. The Amplio Talking Book is a unique device that carried very important messages on important topics or issues to these vulnerable communities. For example, if you want to implement a project on child marriage, you can use the Amplio Talking Book device to provide education to the affected people on how to prevent child marriage or the dangers associated with child marriage. So it is a unique device that changes the game in terms of the impact. You leave the messages in the device with the beneficiaries, and they have access to it at all times.
When the first prototype was tested with schools in northern Ghana, the idea was for kids to improve their illiteracy skills by listening and reading along with the talking book. However, new use cases quickly emerged. Community health workers and agricultural extension agents saw the talking book as an innovative, portable device for sharing information about health and agriculture. Indeed, they struggled to reach rural villages due to poor road infrastructure and limited time and resources. When community agents visited a village for outreach activities, many people could not attend because they were occupied with farm work, and even those who attended could not read the material, or take notes due to illiteracy. Moreover, women face significant obstacles to participation due to their workload, as well as traditional gender and social norms. It was during one of these first field tests in Ghana that Gilbert, who was 10 at the time, encountered the talking book.
It all started when the AMPLIO team came to Ghana to field test the device. And fortunately, that was in my community. So when they did the field testing of the device, they recorded the messages and left them behind with the community on rotational basis. So it can reach your family for a week. You listen together. After a week, it goes to a different family in that order. And they provided everything. All you need to do is to listen. They provided batteries. The device uses batteries to get power. So there wasn't electricity in my community. So the devices rotate around each household. Now we listen to it with our parents and all our meetings in the house. And then we also had the opportunity to share our feedbacks to them when they come back. But then later on, they upgraded the device so we can record our feedback, questions, and suggestions in the device for them to have access to it and help us more. So the devices were with us in the community. We listen to it anytime we want to listen to, and we do that with our families individually or even in groups as students sometimes. We had full access to the device at all times.
A talking book message about the impact of education dropouts stuck with Gilbert. It inspired him to continue after primary school and to go to junior high school, all of this despite the difficulties he faced.
Because when I completed primary school, there was no junior high school in my community. That was one of the major barriers that prevented people from my community to access education. Out of 30 children in my class, we were only two people that were able to proceed to the next level after primary school. Only two of us proceeded. Not because the others were not interested nor qualified, but there was a barrier. We had to work like 3 hours for education. You spend 3 hours to go to school, sit for 6 hours in the classroom, and you have to walk 3 hours back home. So at the end of the day, you spend 6 hours walking.
During the first summer of junior high school, Gilbert traveled to work on a farm in the south of Ghana to earn money to buy a bicycle. But when he returned home more than a month after the start of school, he found that he had been automatically expelled due to his absence. Gilbert was desperate. He appealed, but was unsuccessful. Gilbert was on the verge of giving up, but the talking book message about the consequences of dropping out of school kept coming back to him. As a last resort, he went to see the headmaster from his primary school and asked him if he could repeat his sixth grade to graduate again and re-enter junior high. Listening to Gilbert's story, the primary school headmaster called the secondary school headmaster and convinced him to let Gilbert return to school. Gilbert went on to graduate at the top of his class and became the first in his family to go to college.
The Shea Butter Project, officially called the Star Ghana AVIT Project. AVIT stands for Action for Voice and Inclusive Development. It was launched in April 2023 by AMPLIO with funding from the Star Ghana Foundation to empower shea butter producers in Lambusia District in northern Ghana. The main objective of the project is to contribute to women's economic livelihood and increase their productivity and income. In Ghana, shea is an economic opportunity for over 470,000 women farmers. However, the challenges these women face are many. So as a project officer at AMPLIO, I supported these women to improve the quality of the shea butter they produce, the packaging of their shea butter, the marketing strategies, pricing, and connecting them to buyers.
As a program officer at AMPLIO, Gilbert worked with 10 women's groups in northern Ghana to implement the Shea Butter Value Improvement Project. In Ghana, more than 470,000 women are involved in farming. The talking books can provide them with access to knowledge and directly contribute to a multitude of positive outcomes in their lives. For this project, the Amplio team conducted both hands-on training and provided lessons on talking books. They included topics such as shea butter production, product marketing and packaging, and financial literacy. Rural communities already had shea butter groups. Gilbert and the team picked a few women from each group to participate in the training. These women became champions in their communities. In total, a little over 200 women participated in the training. Later on, the women listened to the talking books during their regular meetings and also took turns borrowing the device to listen with their families. So far, up to 800 women have engaged with the talking books.
Ayi apogbe ko pretty gruna mani ani kwe ati tome tuna tuna ayi ni le apogbe na lantar ati tumpo atoni tome acharne te kato abene ale tuna e at lanwa nwe gundi yela.
They listen to the device in groups when they go for their shea butter production. Now after each session, or after the production session in the day, an individual among the group will send the device home and listen to it with your family. So the next time you come for production, after the production period session, a different person will also take the device and send home and listen together with their family. So at the end of the day, every individual in the group will be able to send the device home and listen together with their family. So overall, almost everybody in the community will have access to the information in the device.
Creating a talking book is not only about developing the content, it is also about thinking about the different types of messages, songs, drama, expert interviews, and adjusting them to the different audiences and their needs.
For example, children may like to listen to songs. And even as they listen to the songs, they are inspired. They learn it to sing it themselves. And once they even begin to sing the songs in their schools or among their colleagues, they are replicating the impact because the songs are designed such a way that they carry a message. They carry a heavy message on the problem you intend to solve in the community.
For instance, in a project to help malaria prevention, the talking book included a medical doctor's interview as well as a song that kids could sing to remember the message. Understanding the social and cultural context is also essential. For instance, when working with women like in the Shea Butter Project, it's important to make sure to engage all the stakeholders in the community, especially the men.
We first engage some opinion leaders, those who are men, and they are very influential in the community. Now we have to convince them that, look, this project, this is the overall impact. And then at the end of the day, the benefit is not coming to only the women. The benefit comes to everybody. So we first of all, we engage the men groups and we even have programs for them. We have the community public education we hold. When we go, we have sessions with the women and we have separate sessions with the men. At first, that is what we did to ensure that we have a buy-in of the project from the men. Now, we also went ahead to engage some of the men in the direct production activities of the women. This is because in the process of producing shea butter, some of the aspects require heavy lift. You need to lift heavy items. Now we encourage these men to involve them in the process. So they join the groups and assist them in the whole process. So once their fellow men realized that some of their colleagues were actually in the project themselves, it wasn't difficult at all. We just had it very easy. And we had the full support of the community.
The talking book is not only a one-way sharing device where experts talk at community members, but it's an interactive tool that becomes an artifact for knowledge exchange across different members of a community.
So once you get their feedback and suggestions on your first rotation, you can use that to update additional information and then for them to benefit from again. So it is not static. As time goes on, because of improvement, their suggestions and feedback, and even you yourself, you could also discover something new that you need to add. You keep on adding it to ensure that the knowledge remains, current.
The Amplio team keeps iterating on the content by collecting data usage and user feedback to help them improve. based on what messages people listened to the most, what were their reactions, and what questions people asked, the content is iterated and updated. In the end, by providing access to new information and best practices for inclusive digital technology, the Talking Book unlocks the potential for women Shia producers to gain new knowledge, try new methods, improve their products, earn income, gain status in their households, and become experts in their communities.
When we started the training sessions, what I realized was that even though these women have knowledge on shea butter production, most of the things they do was not productive. So when an expert is taking them through the process, they begin to say, oh, okay, is that how you do it? We do it this way. Then the expert will tell them that when you do it this way, the butter quality is very low, and even the quantity is very low. So you have to go this way so that you can increase the quality and at the same time, the quantity. So it was just inspiring because you realize that most of the things they were doing were not in accordance with the basic standards to ensure quality and good quantity. So they would happily share with you that, yes, this program actually, it benefits us because we didn't know this way was bad. But through the training, we realized that this is the best way to go. And we appreciate. At one point in time, they even celebrated me and sang for me to dance. I don't know whether you came across that video. It was inspiring. When you sit down to imagine a world where everybody have access to the knowledge they need and the information they need for their personal growth, you are imagining a world of success. Knowledge is a very powerful tool. And when you are able to impart knowledge on people, you see the smiles in their faces. People don't need money. They want to have access to the right information that can influence their career path.
Thank you for listening to Tales of the Field, produced by Videsis Lab at Nova SBE in partnership with the Design Lab at NYU Makerspace. If you think this episode may be of interest for someone in your community, please share it. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.